You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So when I picked up this new vehicle in Denver a couple of weeks ago, that was kind of the official transfer of the old vehicle to my stepdaughter, Zoe. So yesterday was her first time to take that car in for its big tune-up. It was overdue for its 100,000-mile service call. Mm-hmm. And, it was another great learning lesson because her eyes once again got to the size of like, beach balls, you know, when they came forward with the bill for that. And I don't know why this constantly is, maybe I'm misstating this. It doesn't bring me joy, but there is every parent understands that moment, even if you're a step parent, that moment where you see the realization hit. Of a kid who has, you know, had everything provided, you know, throughout their lives, starting to take on all the adult responsibilities, right? And this was a biggie. And I don't know, it just brought me, I'll go ahead and say it, it brought me some joy. Because the good thing is, I mean, she's got a good job. Yeah. And, you know, she's making all of her own money, and she just, boom, instantly, you know, took care of all of it. But it's just another one of those instances of, the time has come for you to start paying your way with everything.
Bit of a jerk move, though.
What do you mean?
You handed off a car to a young lady that needed a bunch of work, and you're like, no, hey, here, you take care of it.
That's funny.
A bit of a jerk move.
I see what you're saying, uh-huh. And I agree to a certain extent. but it wasn't like needed a lot of work done. It was just the 100,000-mile
tune. Well, why didn't you get that done before, you know, you handed it over?
I guess I should have. Well, she's been driving it. You know, look, she's been picking up all these costs anyway because she's been driving the car way more than we have.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, and I helped her out with this, by the way. I didn't make her pay the whole thing. Okay. I kind of semi. She did about 60% of it, and I did about 40%.
Okay. All right.
So I wasn't as big a jerk as you think. Although I see what you're saying.
So it still wasn't fully a life lesson because you still helped her.
Well, because like you said, I put the majority of those 100,000 miles on there.
That's good.
but she has to start making a payment now every month for insurance and for the car because she's having to buy the car from me.
Okay, that's good.
So yeah, she's got to make
real
monthly
life,
payments
man.
For everything. It's real life, Jer.
It's real life.
Tell me about your kiddo.
Busy day yesterday, just normal life stuff. We had a big Costco trip to do. We had an HOA issue yesterday that we had to deal with. And then, the parent-teacher conferences last night where we wandered over to the school and wandered into each of the kids' classrooms and got their little report. And they're both doing great. There was zero issues. They're both excelling.
They're not like talking too much in class.
No,
or
they're not.
Passing notes.
They're not.
I don't know if kids do anymore. They text, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. There was none of that, which, you know, is good. It's fine. It's nice to sit there face to face with the teacher and have the kids there as well. But it just, it could have been an email, you know. I kind of feel like maybe you need to bring the kids in that are causing trouble or that are falling behind and maybe talk to those parents.
No, Jeremy, because that stigmatizes those students.
Well, you know, nobody has to know. You know,
I kind of like the idea of parents having a face to face with the
teacher.
It was
fine.
Though.
It was great. It was just super quick.
I like that.
And then,
let me put it to you this way. You're sitting there complaining about having to do your one meeting. On the other side of it, the teacher's got to do what?
Oh, I feel for her. No, I feel for the teachers, definitely, because I was like, they're saying these same things over and over.
Yeah, and especially with the parents who aren't, you know, let's say cooperative parents.
Absolutely. And I thanked both teachers multiple times. I said, thank you so much for what you do and for taking care of the kids and your kicking butt. Oh, I thanked them multiple times. But yeah, it was the cool part was old Reed Areno. He is kicking butt in math, which is fantastic because I suck at math. But he's like, he's got a little, they've got a board in their classroom where there's like check marks for math challenges and all this crap that they do with math. And he is leading the board. He's got the most check marks on there.
All right.
And the teacher's saying he's just flying through all of his problems and his equations. And we've got to work a little bit on rounding. He needs a little help with rounding, rounding up, rounding down. But other than that, he's kicking butt. I was like, man, that's awesome. I love seeing that because math slash science, you know, all that, That's where the money at, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where the nerds rule.
We had a call the other day from the young woman who was about to graduate from School of Mines. And that's what she was talking about. That, you know, when she was in school, she had a proficiency for math. And boom, she's about to start making bank.
I hope he's going to stay on that track, man. I was very, very happy to hear that.
It is funny how some people are wired toward mathematics and some are not. I do believe everyone can learn, you know, basic math. But it's true that some people, their brains just get
just
that
doesn't
stuff.
Get it. I mean, I get it. I'm fine with math, but some of the, you know, he's fourth grade and he's already getting into stuff like, huh? You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
You know, it's funny. I had, I don't know about you. You said you weren't very good at math. I was great at math. I was like the read in my class until I got, like, my junior, senior year of high school, we got into, like, trig and calculus and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And suddenly that's where I hit the ceiling and I bounced off. You know?
Yeah, that's what I was like, ooh, theater class, you know. Yeah.
Algebra, geometry, all of that's math. I nailed that. But then I started getting into the higher level stuff.
Right.
Whoa.
Which you'll never use.
Well, right. But somebody like Reed could, you know, depending on what he decides to do with his life.
Yes, he absolutely will.
Hopefully he will continue that, you know, that little light bulb will continue to go on each time he gets to a new class. But that's pretty cool.
So they did good. So we took him over to the book fair afterwards.
All right.
The book fair was the same night, which is awesome, you know. I love the book fairs,
man.
I was able to get in there and scout out the competition with all the kids' books.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good time.
How many did Reed and Lila get?
We gave them a dollar limit, so they each got a couple books, and then we jotted down the other books that they want, because, you know, Christmas is coming. So we gave them a little dollar amount.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it was a good night.